If you're in the market to buy a house, or if you were in the market to buy a house, but now house prices have escalated. And as we know, since January of 2022, mortgage rates basically went from 3% to now about 5.5% within 90 days. That's spooking a lot of people out of the market. They're just like, I can't afford it anymore. Well, I'm starting to see more and more traction on mainstream media talking about adjustable rate mortgages. But before we go there, I want you to be informed about adjustable rate mortgages, because our goal with this channel is to educate and inform you guys everything real estate, especially the financing piece of the puzzle. So let me show you a quick little video that's going to just basically scrub over what adjustable rate mortgages are. And then we're going to really dissect them to see, is it a right choice for you and your family, or is it something to just pass on for now? So let's check out this video. And then when we come back, I'm going to start breaking down the pros and cons of adjustable rate mortgages.
An adjustable rate mortgage, or ARM, is a home loan with a variable interest rate, meaning the rate can fluctuate over time. ARMs are also called variable rate mortgages or floating mortgages. When you take out a mortgage, in most cases, you're able to choose between keeping the interest rate fixed for the life of the loan or letting it fluctuate up and down, as with an ARM. The advantage of an ARM is that the initial borrowing costs are usually fixed at a lower rate compared to a fixed rate mortgage. Of course, after that initial period, the interest rate applied on the outstanding balance resets periodically at yearly or monthly intervals. And to protect lenders, ARMs generally have limits on how much the interest rate and/or payments can rise over the lifetime of the loan. ARMs generally come in three forms: hybrid, interest-only, and payment option ARMs. With a hybrid ARM, the interest rate is fixed at the beginning and then begins to float at a predetermined time. With an interest-only, or IO ARM, you're only paying interest on the mortgage for a specific time frame, typically 3 to 10 years. After, you're required to pay both interest and the principal of the loan. With a payment option ARM, you have options, like paying principal and interest, paying down just the interest, or paying a minimum amount that doesn't even cover the interest. In short, an ARM can be a smart financial choice if you're planning to keep the loan for a limited period of time and can afford any potential increases in the interest rate.
So I hope you found that video informative, but what prompted me to do this video is this headline here. And now it's getting to be more predominant through mainstream media. More and more people are seeking out at least the option of an adjustable rate mortgage. But before you jump in on this program, let's break it down for you so you know what you're getting into. What is an adjustable rate mortgage? As we just saw from the video, they explained it generically. But the main or the primary adjustable rate mortgage out there right now is called a hybrid. So what the hybrid offers you is basically this. It's a hybrid is a mix of fixed and adjustable rates with the type of with this type of loan. The interest rate will be fixed at the beginning and then begin to float at a predetermined time frame. The information typically is expressed in two numbers. In most cases, the first number indicates the length of time that the loan is fixed, and the secondary number refers to the duration of adjustment frequencies of the variable rate. So for example, down here, they're using an example of a 2.28. So that would be a fixed rate for 2 years and an ARM for 28 years. Or it might represent as like a 5.1, meaning it's fixed for 5 years. And then every year after that, 1 year after that, it'll start adjusting. And there's multiple ways to do this. The thing that put us in a real predicament in the past in 2006 and 8, that debacle, was a lot of these other areas that aren't mainstream mortgages, such as interest only. You can usually do those only on non-QM loans, and we're not talking about those today. But if you get into that program, you're gonna have possibly interest only features, prepayment penalties, and therefore. But we're not gonna talk on non-QM programs today. We're just gonna talk of mainstream loans. So the first thing we wanna talk about is, how is the rate determined? Well, if you ever heard of the prime rate or the LIBOR rate, well, there's a new thing now called the Secured Overnight Financing Rate, SOFR. Okay, so let's break down how the interest rate is calculated. So at the end of the initial fixed period, the ARM rates will become variable and will fluctuate based on some refinance interest ARM index plus the amount of interest above the index rate. Okay, the ARM index is often a benchmark such as the prime rate, LIBOR, SOFI, or the Treasury. So basically what they do is they take a margin or an index. I'm sorry, an index. So the index is one of these, and you can follow all these, basically just Google it and you can see what that rate is. But then what happens is all the index rate can change, the margin stays the same. Okay, so what happens is, and how your mortgage rate is created, the lender takes the index, which is this, and then a margin. So let's break down the example that they have here. For example, if the index is 5% and the margin is 2, then the interest rate after the adjustment is 7. Pretty simple there. Okay, so that's how it works. So now let's dig in. Does it make sense? We're not really going to say right now the bad cons are prepayment penalties and interest only and all the other options that created the housing crash in the 2000s, early 2000s, because most of this is gone. What mainly caused the crash back at that time was no income verification loans, the interest only options coupled with teaser rates, coupled with prepayment penalties, coupled with no features to protect you from your payments getting out of hand, really no features that would stop your interest rate from jumping up substantially over, you know, once the interest rate would set. So now let's go into what are rates? What's the differential in the rates right now? Well, this is the rate sheets as of today, and this isn't any particular lender. This is a survey done by Mortgage News Daily every day, and these are the rates that I go over. So for comparison reasons, we're going to look at the 30-year fix at a 5.4 and the 5-1 ARM at a 4.5. Okay, so let's go through these comparisons. But for comparison reasons, I usually never recommend a 3 or 5 year ARM. I'm always recommending a 7 year ARM. And 7 year ARMs right now are pretty comparable to the 5 year. Okay, so let's move over and see some of the numbers in regards to this. So we go over, and what I did here is I put in two loans. I put a loan in for $350,000 at 5.4 on a 30-year fixed. Well, the calculation or the calculators I have don't make adjustments for adjustable rates. So I'm going to do it manually just to show you guys how this would work. So I put in loan option two, $350,000 at a 4.5 rate that was on the Mortgage News Daily on a 30-year term. The reason why I did this is I just want to see what the payments are out of the gate. And then where are we after 7 years? Because we're going to discuss the 7-year option. So we go down through here and you're going to see the differentials in your payments. So you can see it here. It's about $200 a month or $190 a month in regards to your payment. So this is the 30-year fixed right here. And this is your ARM. We're not going to look at total of payments or anything like that because this one is not accurate. Okay. I'm not trying to deceive you. I'm going to show you where I'm going with this. So what I wanted to do is after 7 years, what would my balance be? All right. And the reason being is I'll explain it to you here in a second. Option one, loan option one, the 30-year fix. We're going to go down to 2029. You would have a $306,000 balance left after 7 years. Okay, but your payment's always going to stay the same no matter what of the $1,965 for the principal and interest. But what I wanted to see is on our ARM rate, what would happen after the 7 years? Well, let's look at it. What's our balance on the ARM? Well, it had a lower rate. So as of 2029, when this thing would basically start adjusting, my balance would be $300,000. It's $6,000 less than we had over here because of the lower rate. Okay. So now what would happen with this loan if rates started to adjust on the adjustable rate loan? Okay, this $300,000 loan. So in 7 years, we owe $300,000. Well, let's move over to another calculator. Let me go through my thinking with you. All right, so what I did here is I moved over the balance that we had of $300,123 because I wanted to be accurate. And then I said, okay, if I did this, what would the rate have to be to equal what my fixed rate would be payment-wise, okay? But again, let's go back to this. on the payments, my payment on the 30-year fix is 1965. So after 7 years, what would the rate have to go to equal that payment? Well, 6.25. You see that right here. What I did is I moved over the remaining balance that we would have on the adjustable rate, which is 300,000. And what I'm trying to do is say, okay, what rate would rates have to go to for me to basically equal out where my payment would be on the 30-year fixed? Well, rate would have to go to 6.25, right? So let me dive in now and do some explanations. The average duration of time that a mortgage is outstanding is less than 10 years, okay? The 30-year mortgage is normally less than 10 years active, okay? People either sell, refinance, move, do something. All right, so now let's take that into play. Do you see rates being in 7 years at 6.25 or higher? Well, the answer to that is we don't know, okay? But historically, let's talk two areas. One, mortgages usually last on average about 7 or 8 years. So in this case, will you be in the house? Will you not be in the house? If you're still in the house, rates, you're taking a bet that rates at that time will be equal to or less than 6.25. But even if rates exceed 6.25, you're still $6,000 ahead in your mortgage balance, because on the fixed rate, your mortgage balance after 7 years is $306,000. And on the ARM, it's $300,000. So you're $6,000 ahead there. But basically, the reason why I'm doing this is to explain to you that this isn't the same program or the product or the same thing as what we saw back in the early 2000s when there weren't a lot of safety nets involved. And again, what happened at that time was we had stated income loans, teaser rates, optional payments, interest-only payments, prepayment penalties, and the list goes on and on and on. So this is just an educational video to inform you on adjustable rate mortgages. Is it the right product for you? It might not be, but it is a valid option when it comes to buying a house. And I wanted you to understand all the nuances in regards to an adjustable rate mortgage. So thank you so much for watching. I hope if you like the video and you find value in it, please don't forget to give us a quick thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell. Every time we post a video, you'll get an update. Take care, guys. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.